in a way, the Buddha, the Kenpo, Sangharakshita, me giving this talk, the point isn't really what you do. It doesn't matter whether you're a serial monogamist or a dedicated polygamist or polyamorist. It doesn't matter if you're single or you're married, if you're gay or you're straight or anything in between. It's not what you do, it's that you do. And again, it's not sex is wrong or bad or sinful. It's just that desire, generally, and sexual desire being one of the strongest we feel, helps reinforce a fixed sense of yourself that is unhelpful when it comes to seeing the universe. And if you continue to navigate around with that as one of your main steering mechanisms, you will hit the rocks. Your ship will founder on the rocks. Now I sound like an old-fashioned Baptist preacher. Your ship will founder on the rocks.
I don't understand the alternative.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because... Perfect timing. So the Buddha's proposition is that that is a problem. Navigating by desire, any kind of desire, is a problem because it reinforces a wrong view of the world, and that reinforces a painful experience of the world for yourself and causes you to behave badly sometimes to other people. And again, I don't think that theory is much up for argument. I think if anyone looks at their experience, you can kind of see that. Sometimes I've been attracted to different responses to this. I've gone through phases where I've been quite into the more ascetic, disciplined, go and deny yourself things approach. And I've got something out of that. Other times I've been much more into open-hearted, warm, possibly quite fuzzy, explorative mode, where I want to, in a way, inhabit myself as a human being with all my legitimate desires and all the rest of it, and my confusions. But the fire of desire, of sensual desire, kamachanda, sensual desire, the fire of that desire as the engine of your being is what we have to kind of come to terms with if we want to take on that habit. So, what can we do about it? Back to sex again. My friend Loka Bandhu in England, I was lucky enough to spend quite a bit of time with him over the summer, and we were talking about sex and being in relationship, and I think he just started a new relationship. He was all excited about it, the way you are at the start of new relationships. And we were talking about sex, and he said something that really stuck with me when I was writing this talk, which is that when you're in a religion without God, and the question comes up, well, what can I do about this without just going into the same stuff, antibody, anti-human stuff? He says, well, in a way, you're just born into a human body, and you have to come to a beautiful accommodation with it. You have to come to an accommodation with yourself. It doesn't matter whether you like it or don't like it. The fact is, you have a human body. And it comes with a load of instincts and a weight of needs and a basic setup. It runs a certain way. It's evolved to do that over millions of years. You know, so the idea that you can just manifest and just turn all that aside without any effort is clearly ludicrous. So you come to an accommodation with the way you are. That doesn't mean you settle for the way you are, particularly when you can see that it causes trouble. But you have to start off again with a very kindly perspective on yourself. And that's particularly where the language of sin, etc., is not very helpful. The idea of demonising human beings or seeing them as fundamentally bad is not very helpful. I think one of the things that you can look for is a sense of dignity in yourself and your own experience. And actually, you've probably learned a lot already from your own experience and history of desire. Desire of all kinds, but particularly in relationship. If you stop for 5 minutes and reflect on your relationships with any kind of open heart, you can probably see that you've got a lot of good data, a lot of good information there. It'll at least teach you about your own foolishness. I can certainly see that for me. If I stop and reflect on the history of my sexual relationships with people, it teaches me a lot about my own foolishness.